Moncrief on News Talk.
A recent survey carried out in the US found, perhaps surprisingly, that the more kids you have, the less stressed you are. Parents of four or more tend to do better. So let's say hello to the super relaxed Emma Lewis, who's mother to eight. Emma's Instagram account is 8 Little Lewis Kids. Good afternoon, Emma.
Hello, how are you?
Did you find it was you had four and then you started to feel more relaxed, or did you get more relaxed with each subsequent child?
I feel like I definitely became more relaxed with each child that I had. So at the beginning, whenever I just maybe had one or two children, I was very focused on them hitting certain milestones, like making sure they were eating the right food, that, you know, that I was doing everything right, per se. The more kids that I had, I realized that there was a bit of a shift in maybe the pressure that I put on myself. So it became less important what they were eating, and I was just happy if they had a full belly going to bed, that they had a bed to sleep in, that they were happy, they were healthy. Things like that just became more important to me.
Yeah, and the pressure then that you say you were putting on yourself, was it also put on you to a certain extent by, you know, because especially when people have their first child, they're rushing out buying books and looking at websites and all that kind of stuff. And it's all, you know, basically telling you you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's when it became more evident, I feel, with social media, which, you know, when I had my first daughter, was 15 years ago. It wasn't even the same pressure as it is now on new moms. I feel like there's far too much information now, making moms maybe feel like they're doing it wrong. I mean, the one thing I will say is that even after 8 children, I'm winging it, you know, as much as the next person. I'm by no means an expert, but I think I'm maybe a wee bit more forgiven on myself than I would have been at the start. I mean, don't get me wrong, 8 kids, I have my stressful moments, you know. there's so much work. Like, there's no time for yourself whatsoever, but I'm definitely an advocate for bigger families. You know, what's another dinner? You know, once you do pass a certain amount, it really doesn't matter if I'm putting out 10 dinners or 11 or whatever.
Oh my God, 10 dinners. Yeah, you'd be the main cook in the house.
Yeah, I am the only cook. My husband's not really. Well, sometimes he cooks a Sunday roast. But no, I am the main cook. And I mean, that does bring its stresses as well, because it's so hard to please everybody. So on any given night, you know, if the majority eat it, I feel like that's a win.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. And imagine a fair amount of laundry as well.
Yeah, I mean, that side of it is a lot. However, that's not really the things that would stress me. A lot of laundry, yeah, it's frustration, definitely, if people aren't pulling their weight in the house. But I feel like the things that I would say are more of a challenge to me with more kids would be making sure that they all feel seen, that they all feel heard, that I'm on top of what the teenagers are doing, as well as what the baby is doing during the night. She has me up most nights, you know. I wouldn't say that I'm stressed about those things, but there definitely are challenges. But yeah, I would still go back to it. The more kids I've had, the more relaxed I am now, for sure.
Yeah, and I suppose when at different ages, they need different amounts of, and I hear now, is that Dottie you have there?
That's Dottie in my arms, yeah.
Yeah, who's
the Velcro baby.
Yep. Who's 14 months. But can it be useful? I don't know if that's the right word to use, in the sense that when you've got 8 kids, they're entertaining each other and maybe looking after each other to a certain extent.
Absolutely. Like, my children, my eldest daughter especially, would be as good as any adult looking after a baby. You know, it's all she's ever seen. I would say, you know, at the same token, I don't put adult responsibility onto her. She's only 15. She wants to TikTok and, you know, whatever 15-year-olds want to do with their friends. Like, I'm very aware of that. But I would say all my children are great with kids. You know, even my son, who's 11, you know, he's responsible. He's very aware of the needs of younger children. And definitely, like, I do talk to some of my friends that are endlessly having to entertain their children. Like, I don't need to do that. You know, there is a sense of freedom. They know, you know, we're a team. I try and bring that into a lot of what we do. And I think in bigger families as well, your children need to be a wee bit more independent and learn to do things for themselves quicker, because there's only a certain amount of me to go around.
Yeah. How do and is that something you always have to be mindful of? You kind of mentioned it yourself, to know, you know, you know, what's going on with the 12-year-old, what's going on with the 5-year-old kind of thing. So you're kind of up to speed on their lives.
Yeah, I feel like I am. And that's really, that's probably my biggest challenge to make sure. And even just things like they share a lot, you know, they share bedrooms. We're always doing things together. They maybe don't have the same opportunities that children would have in smaller families. But we always make sure things like their birthday, that's all about them, the individual. You know, they always have a party that's just about them. They get their friends around. I make them a cake, you know, for each individual person. So even though, yeah, it's a challenge to know what everyone's doing, I try and make sure they get one-to-one time with me, even if it's just something simple like I'm going to get Diesel, who wants to come. It's always a fight. They love one-to-one time with me, I would say, more than any other thing. But yeah, it's definitely, you know, people would say, how do you manage with the babies and the sleepless nights? I feel like the baby end is easier than making sure I'm on top of what the teenagers are doing, and they're good kids. But I still feel like in this day and age, you have to be so aware of where your children are, who their friends are, you know, what they're doing online, all those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I suppose a baby is kind of like, they're fairly straightforward, really. It's goods in, goods out, kind of, you know, and keep them happy kind of stuff.
She's always on my hip. You know, I always know where she is.
And so is there a degree of planning then in trying to give them the one-on-one time? That you'll have to say, I'm going to get Diesel. No, you were with me the last time, and pick another one.
Oh, yeah. Even things like who sits in the front beside me, you know, is whenever there's so many personalities and they're all vying for your attention, yeah, there's lots of fighting. Don't get me wrong. It's not a Brady Bunch at all. It's definitely not all rosy all the time. But yeah. No, I wouldn't say that, like, we plan, like, you know, obviously in a family, my husband works full time. I run a small bacon business from the house. But like every penny we have is going into fund the children and their lifestyle and making sure, you know, two of my daughters horse ride, and like nothing's cheap now. So my husband and I never get to see the money. It's all just being ploughed into the kids, because I think my biggest, I don't even know what the word is, but I feel like I'm always acutely aware that I don't want them to grow up and feel like because they were from a bigger family that they missed out on opportunities.
Do you get to go on a holiday? Do you and your husband ever get to go out by yourselves at any stage?
No, we never get to go out by ourselves. That is a firm no. But I have a caravan in a place called Cranfield, just outside Newry. And the kids and I go, the day we finish school in June, we go to the caravan and we don't come back home until like a week before school starts. And my husband then will come down for his 2-week holiday. So, yeah, the summer is beach days all day, every day. I mean, it's still manic because there's 10 of us in a caravan. But, you know, the kids love it.
Yeah. And when they have, you know, as kids will do, when they argue with each other, is it always up to you to intercede in those arguments? Or maybe can some of the older ones sort out rows if the younger ones are having them?
No, they're all, the older ones half the time are starting the rows with the younger ones. I mean, sometimes I try and just let things pan out, let them learn to conflict manage themselves, you know, up to a point. But no, I mean, my husband he would definitely feel more stressed whenever, you know, everybody's fighting and, you know, our home is really loud and half the time I don't hear it. You know, my mom can phone and she'll say, Emma, I have to hang up. I can't hear what you're saying. I can't hear what I'm saying. I'm so used to it that I feel like I can manage the noise and manage all the personalities like really well now. And also our home, and I think anybody with a larger family will tell you this, you know, it runs like a tight ship. We are very routine, you know, everyone, we have to get out in the morning for 8 o'clock to get all the kids to school. You know, our time is managed meticulously.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. So yeah, because I mean, you have maybe what, there's two not going to school yet or three?
Yeah, there's two at home with me, and then I have three at primary school. And is that right? Yes, three at primary school, and then I have three at big school. I know, it's hard to keep track.
Oh, no judgment there, I can imagine. Because you know the way, like, it's a real kind of Irish mother thing that they, you know, they're saying something to one child, but they have to rotate through every single name before they get to the right one kind of thing.
Yeah, even the dogs. They get called the dogs' names and everything.
You have dogs as well?
Oh yeah, we have dogs and we have chickens and we have a pony, a wee Shetland. Yeah, there's tons of us.
God save us tonight.
But you know what? I still feel like you know, one of the things I regret whenever I only had a couple of children was I really sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like that would be my, if I could give any advice, it's like, don't sweat the small stuff because it all turns out fine in the end, you know. And I think that's what I've learned over the years, that, like, you know, things that maybe I wouldn't have allowed, like my son this morning wanted to do the school run in his pajamas, and there was a time when I had two children that I might have said, no, you can't do that, you know, you have to put your clothes on. Now I'm just like, yeah, that's cool, because I just pick my battles.
Yeah. Good for you. Emma, thanks a million for speaking with us today and being able to give us that bit of time there. That was Emma Lewis there. Eight Little Lewis Kids is her, where you can find her on Instagram.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.